What can we say to someone who is terminally ill? It seems the living can only offer sympathy. When I try to think of some way to help comfort their mind, my words seem so out of touch and trivial. It really depends on the person, because one of the things that's really essential in being present with somebody who is terminally ill is that you're not fearful of that, or you're not intimidated by that, and that is the essential piece, because when you're everybody has a fear of death. I mean, nobody welcomes that. But we also have to become very, very familiar with death, because we're actually carrying it around with us. It's not something out there. It's with us all the time. And if we're still fearful and intimidated by death, then it's hard to feel comfortable with somebody who is dying. And that's why, say in one of the chants that we do on a regular basis, and what the Buddha recommends to reflect on a daily basis, there's five subjects for frequent recollection. I'm of the nature to age. I've not gone beyond aging. I'm of the nature to sicken. I've not gone beyond sickness. I'm of the nature to die. I've not gone beyond dying. And that's not just to sort of bum people out, but it's like, that's the reality. That's kind of the bottom line. And when we're able to look at it directly and bring it into the heart, then we start to undermine those habits of fear, habits of being intimidated. When one is able to feel comfortable, because one isn't fearful, then you can start to be attentive to what feels right, and sympathy is most people who are really really terminally ill and they know they're dying, they're actually not really, they don't care about sympathy. To a certain degree, because they've taken it on board, so that one can be compassionate and kind and attentive to their needs. But it's actually a real gift to address them as they are at that moment, and really look at them and be with them as human beings, rather than an object of sympathy. It's very. People respond to that I mean, I've been with many, many dying people and many different situations, and you can't go with a program that you've thought out ahead of time. You really have to be ready to respond to them as persons, and and sometimes you can't really say very much because they might be shut down, they might be fierce, they might be in complete denial, and then you can't really say too much, and you probably shouldn't. In the sense that they might not be ready to hear it. At other times, I tend to be quite direct with people sometimes. If I feel they're open, I can be. Really speaking to them of what they're facing. And sometimes, it's also, it can be a lot of fun being with a dying person because they're really open. And I've spent a lot of time with some people who are dying a lot of laughter, a lot of joy. And it's through being present and open for them. But yeah, the best thing is really dealing with one's own fear ahead of time.